Hebrews chapter 3. Don't many of you be teachers, my brethren, knowing that we will receive the more severe judgment. For we all make many mistakes. If someone never sins in his words, he is a perfect man, able to control the rest of his body also. Now when we put bridles into the horses' mouths so that they obey us, we direct their whole body also. Think about the ships, too. Even though they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the helmsman wants to go. So also the tongue is a little member, yet boasts about great things. Look at how much wood is kindled by a small fire. And the tongue is a fire. The tongue is a whole world of sin among our members, which defiles the entire person, often creating a whirling fire of trouble among others, and is itself set on fire by hell. For all kinds of animals and birds, even reptiles and marine life, can be tamed or have been tamed by man's powers. But no one is able to tame the tongue. It is an unrestrained evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse other men, who are made after the likeness of God. Out of the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brethren, things should not be this way. Does a spring from the same source gush out both sweet water and bitter? My brethren, can a fig tree produce olives, or a grapevine figs? Neither can one spring produce salt water and fresh water. Who is someone wise and understanding among you? Let him show by his good life that his works are a product of the gentleness which wisdom brings. But if your heart is full of sharp envy, that's rivalry, ambition, and contention, don't rise up against and pervert the truth to try to achieve your objectives. This wisdom is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, soulish, and demonic. For where envy, rivalry, ambition, and contention exist, there is confusion and every kind of evil work. But those who have the wisdom which comes from above are first of all pure, then peaceable, gentle, easily persuaded, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. This is the end of James chapter 3.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.